small businesses often find themselves facing off against colossal competitors. These Goliaths of the industry wield formidable advantages such as vast resources, extensive reach, and entrenched brand recognition. But understanding these strengths is not about intimidation, it's about strategizing. By looking at the operational and marketing strategies of these giants, entrepreneurs can identify gaps and opportunities where their agility and innovation can outmaneuver the size and the seemingly endless deep pockets of capital. Having worked with many large corporations and Fortune 500 companies over the years that all have substantial marketing budgets, I've seen firsthand what works at the highest levels of the industry. I specialize in distilling those big budget strategies into practical and cost-effective solutions for the thousands and thousands of small business clients that we've worked with over the years. Here's some of my best tips for smaller companies that want to find ways for their marketing to compete against the big guys. This is Vicky Wu, and as always, we're talking about the best tips for marketing your small business. Be sure to subscribe to our channel to be notified of the latest updates. I'll have some resources for further reading in the description, but let's look into some of my suggestions. First, grassroots marketing. This emerges as a potent weapon for a small business. The approach thrives on personal connections and community engagement, turning local events and word of mouth into powerful channels for your brand visibility. It's about crafting a narrative that resonates on a personal level, transforming customers into advocates. You can also compete with your digital presence, which offers an equalizing platform for businesses of all sizes. A robust and strategic online presence powered by strategic SEO, compelling content marketing, and dynamic social media engagement can amplify your voice among all the noise. From my 3 decades of marketing experience, I'll tell you the emphasis here is on crafting messages that not only reach, but resonate with your target audience. Let's talk about a niche or a niche, however you want to say it. Are you French? Are you American? Are you Southern? Specialization can be a game changer. By focusing on a niche, small businesses can offer depth and expertise that larger companies often overlook. The strategy leverages your business's unique strengths and insights honed over years of your experience to meet specific customer needs with possibly unparalleled precision and personalization. Now, some of the fakesperts out there are telling you to niche down by finding your audience, but they actually get niche wrong. That's not what it's supposed to be. A niche should be a small area of your product or service offering where you excel and maybe have a corner on the entire market, and your audience should be built from that, not the other way around. Smaller businesses also benefit from operational tactics that let them stay agile, such as lean operations. Efficiency is a key in this David versus Goliath battle. Streamlining your operations to eliminate waste and optimize your resources allows you to remain flexible and responsive. That agility is a crucial advantage in adapting to market changes and customer needs swiftly. For those big guys, it can be like turning a huge boat, whereas for you, it can be like whipping around the wheel on a golf cart. Customer experience is also where you can excel. In a marketplace where products and services often become commoditized, exceptional customer service can set you apart. Personalizing customer interactions and exceeding expectation builds loyalty and advocacy, turning satisfied customers into a potent marketing force. And there's also innovation. A culture of innovation is vital for staying ahead of the curve. Sometimes those big companies have sucked all of the innovation out of their people. Encouraging creativity and experimentation in your business can lead to unique product offerings or business models that distinguish your business from the giants. Another thing you can do is build strategic partnerships. Collaboration can amplify your competitive advantage. Strategic partnerships with other small businesses and even with larger companies can extend your reach, share resources, and open up new markets for you. These alliances built on mutual benefit can create synergy that bolsters growth and resilience. Here's a couple David versus Goliath case studies. My book, Pivot to Success, Transforming Marketing Missteps into Milestones, is like a masterclass in book form, offering actionable insights for you to be able to put into practice in your own business. You can find the book on my website, or you can go directly to Amazon and search for Pivot to Success, Transforming Marketing Missteps into Milestones. Grab your copy today because it's designed to help you recover from bad advice. The Huffington Post, founded by Arianna Huffington, began as a blog that aggregated content from established news sources across the internet and provided it in a viral format. By focusing on customer trust and leveraging the blog format for news and politics, it grew to attract around 100 million unique users each month, demonstrating the power of digital media and content aggregation in competing with the bigger traditional news outlets. And then there's Red Rabbit, founded by Riss Powell. It started with the mission to provide healthy school meals in New York, which I love. Don't get me started on school meals. By understanding the U.S. National School Lunch Program's reimbursement rates and focusing on providing meals under $3 per child, Red Rabbit not only became a successful business, but also expanded into education and charitable causes, showcasing how aligning business values with social impact can create win-win situations. Guru was founded by Scott Lee, and it's a platform that connects students with the perfect tutor based upon their unique needs. Lee drew upon his own high school tutoring experience and refused the one-size-fits-all approach to education, which led to the company's success. Guru's growth with over 1,000 tutors in New York alone shows how personal experiences and a strong value proposition can be leveraged to build a successful service platform. And how about Canva? Co-founders Melanie Perkins and Cliff Albrecht turned Canva into a multi-billion dollar business by offering easy-to-use graphic design software. Before Canva, you had to use Adobe Photoshop and Adobe Illustrator, which have a much steeper learning curve and are usually only used by the professionals because that's the only people it makes sense to use it. Canva's approach of investing in user experience and adopting a freemium business model shows how addressing common pain points with intuitive solutions can disrupt established markets. Now, here's a few ways that almost every small business can actually compete with the big guys. Leveraging local and community support. With community engagement, start by identifying local events, charities, or causes that align with your business values and participate actively. This might mean hosting events, providing sponsorship, or offering your expertise for community projects. This type of involvement not only increases your visibility, but also builds a positive brand image that people want to support. Local collaborations is another way to create joint offerings or promotions. This can extend your reach and introduce your business to new customer segments. Consider pop-up shops, joint events, or co-branded products as a way to leverage each other's strengths. And local SEO, optimizing your online presence for local searches. This includes claiming your Google business listing, using it, encouraging positive reviews, and making sure your website mentions local keywords. These strategies make it easier for local people in your community to find you when they're searching for relevant products or services. Now let's talk about financial management for sustained growth. Effective financial management is crucial for small businesses, especially when competing against these larger companies with deep pockets. It's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about strategic planning and investment to fuel your growth and stability. Make sure that you're developing a detailed budget that accounts for all your operational costs, marketing included, plus unexpected contingency. Use this budget to forecast future revenue and expenses, which can help you make better informed decisions. You also want to keep a close eye on your cash flow. making sure you have enough liquidity to cover your day-to-day operations while also investing in growth opportunities. Tools like cash flow forecasting software can help you anticipate potential shortfalls and plan accordingly. And then explore various funding options that can support your growth initiatives. This might include traditional loans, lines of credit, or even venture capital if you're ready, and not everyone is, depending upon your business needs and your stage of growth. Don't overlook local grants or incentives that might be available for small businesses in your area. Now, here's some resources. Look down in the podcast description because I'm going to link some other articles that dive a bit more deeply into each of the strategies I've mentioned. You can also look at digital marketing tools like Google Analytics, Hootsuite, if you like that one. I can recommend you some other great content platforms, and MailChimp. These all offer you powerful free versions to get started with web analytics, social media management, and email marketing. Local business networks, joining the local chamber of commerce or business groups can provide networking opportunities and local support from their peers. Be selective though, since the best way to get the most results out of these type of activities is by becoming very active with your time, and time is a precious commodity. And also the Small Business Administration. We tend to not reach out to those as much as we can, but you've probably got an office near you, and you may even have SCORE volunteers available. The SBA provides a wealth of resources for small business owners, including funding opportunities, business planning, and educational resources. And way back in my early career, when I first got started as CEO in a business, I went to my local SBA office, which was housed in the local college, and sat down with their staff, and they just answered a ton of my questions. You can also get similar support from SCORE volunteers who are part of the SBA, one-on-one meetings to help you work through some of your business obstacles, both great resources. As always, if you have any questions, you can contact me through social media or on my website, vickiwu.marketing. And at the bottom right-hand corner, you'll find a chat bubble icon. You can ask your question there, and I'll answer you and direct you to some help.